KDE Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Allison Keys. It's a wintry mess for millions in the nation, hundreds of thousands dealing with power outages, freezing rain turning to snow, and bone-chilling temperatures. In the Dakotas, wind chills could reach 50 below. Zach Taylor is with the National Weather Service.
We're looking at a pretty dangerous and even life-threatening Arctic air blast that's going to impact much of the central and eventually the eastern U.S. That Arctic air is going to continue to spill southward over the next couple days, reaching as far south as Texas and the Gulf Coast.
That chilly weather is posing some problems for Republican presidential candidates on the trail this weekend ahead of Monday's caucuses. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Former President Trump canceled some Saturday events with fears supporters could get frostbite while waiting to get in. Ron DeSantis also canceled events, but he did visit his Iowa campaign headquarters to encourage caucus-goers to show up. Parts of the state saw nearly a foot of snow on Friday ahead of a deep freeze.
That whole weather issue is wreaking havoc with the NFL playoffs. Some of you better get out there and buy some electric blankets. CBS's Steve Kathan.
Tonight in Kansas City for the Chiefs-Dolphins matchup, temperatures could be below zero at kickoff. KC coach Andy Reid.
Cold's cold. For you, me, I mean, it's cold. Cold is cold, but you go do your thing. You go play. There's one thing you don't have to do, and that's to tell them to stand by the warmer.
Stand by the warmers. There will be a lot of that. The two teams squared off during the season. The Chiefs won. In the other game, Houston hosts Cleveland with resurgent veteran quarterback Joe Flacco writing a storybook script for the Browns. Cleveland won a Christmas Eve matchup between the teams. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
There's a new president in Taiwan despite warnings from China not to vote for the newly elected William Lai. The BBC's Shaima Halil.
At the back of everyone's mind, I think, is that reaction from Beijing? Is that possible aggression from Beijing? And as one voter put it to me, she said, look, yes, of course, it's worrying. But remember, we've had those threats for years. We've been living in the shadow of those threats for years. So yes, but there are other urgent matters on our mind when it comes to day-to-day.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are trying to block a Biden administration spending rule they say will cut millions of dollars to anti-abortion counseling centers. The rule would stop states from sending federal funds for the needy to crisis pregnancy centers, which counsel women against abortions. Millions of dollars are currently sent to the centers through a 1996 grant program that was created to help poor children. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Studies show more than half of the U.S. Latino population lives in states with the highest impacts of climate change. A new report outlines how that's challenging their health, their livelihoods, and their cultural legacy. Here's Mike Moan.
The report from the Hispanic Access Foundation details those impacts. Conservation Program Manager Vanessa Munoz says Latinos in every state are experiencing challenges to their mental health and identity due to climate change.
Some places might suffer severe temperatures and others might be more exposed to flooding or to a lot of wildfires, which is often where a lot of the Latino communities reside.
In Wisconsin, the DNR says communities of color often bear the brunt of air pollution and extreme weather events fueled by climate change. And state health officials say Latinos are the fastest growing racial and ethnic population in Wisconsin. According to the Pew Research Center, 71% of Latino adults around the country say climate change already affects their local community. To promote what she calls a just transition towards a climate-friendly economy for all people, Munoz says the report includes a toolkit and policy recommendations to help communities better preserve their Latino heritage.
One of the ways it's joining groups and forces to really protect our lands and prevent that from expanding, to prevent further loss and damage, which is necessary in these times of climate change.
Latinos are projected to make up 30% of the U.S. population by 2050, and over half reside in states with the highest levels of climate change threats. The Hispanic Access Foundation released its cultural erosion report at the recent COP28 conference in Dubai. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy snow and still windy, gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For tonight, cloudy skies, 2 below, wind chills around 20 below. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, still a bit breezy, and highs in the single digits.
Right now, it's 15.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
On this Tuesday, January 9th, nice to have you along here across the Civic Media Radio Network through the app or through podcast or our social media live video feeds. Nice to have you along. We're going to get an update on the weather picture from Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot in just a sec. And then right out of her forecast, we will have our interview with Governor Tony Evers covering some of the big topics inside the Capitol, as well as kind of the human side of serving as the state's chief executive as he moves now well into a second term. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll meet with our friend Hans Breitenmoser, as well as Deb Haskovec from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Prosperity. We'll talk about the importance of making it easier for rural communities to get connected with resources that can make their hometowns economically strong. Again, that's after our interview with Governor Evers, and that happens after our visit with Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, to tell us all about the weather and what's happening with that snowstorm across the state. Brittany, good morning. How's it looking out there?
Good morning, everyone. Not too much falling out there just yet. Everything is just starting. Of course, people are waking up wondering, why did we take the day off? Why is there a snow day? I know the Northland and the Northwoods are pretty jealous that the southern half of the state has a snow day before they got one. It's usually flip-flopped. But here we go. We've got winter storm warnings where the target of the snow is really going to be centered where you could see anywhere from a half of a foot to potentially double digits near 10 inches. Now that, of course, will be more towards Prairie du Chien and towards Richland Center, Madison, maybe even Janesville as well. So you're going to be the target for the heaviest snowfall. That starts to diminish the further north you go. Obviously, in towards the advisory areas and towards Wausau, Stevens Point, we are looking at about 3 to 5 inches. So it really drastically diminishes the further north you are, but widespread Fox Valley, Lakeshore areas, I would guarantee a good 5 to 8 for you guys. So widespread 5 to 8, Madison area looking at around 10 inches, and the further north you are, it tapers off. In fact, Eau Claire, you're really only looking at a trace to an inch of snowfall. So not too much going on, but if you are going to be hit the hardest, it's a heavy, wet snow. Temperatures are hovering right around the freezing mark. So that means it's heavy, and you have a lot of heart attacks that kind of come from that, from overexerting yourself. So if you have any health complications, just pay someone to do it for you. Call up your neighbor. If you have to shovel it, though, take your time, take breaks, do it in shifts. That's really just the most important part, is trying to clear that. I know that's a headache for everybody. But if you are hitting the roads, right now we're starting to see them getting snow covered in towards Madison area. La Crosse is reporting around 2 inches of snowfall already. It's only going to get worse throughout this afternoon and evening. That's when the snow ramps up. Winds whipping off Lake Michigan, creating lake effect snow bands as well. So lakeshore areas, you're going to see rain mixing in as your temperatures get a little bit warmer. So you're actually going to see less snowfall throughout the afternoon. While further inland, the temperatures are still colder. That's going to be cranking out lake effect snow bands, and visibility could drop to about a half a mile in some of those. So that, of course, is making treacherous driving conditions. It'll be hard to keep up plowing later this afternoon and into the evening hours as the heavy snow comes down. So the system will kick on out of here overnight and a much calmer day ahead tomorrow. Another shot of snow tomorrow night, and then another one Friday before we get hit with the cold.
I was going to say, and then the deep freeze after that. And the main lesson here is, because we haven't had much for winter weather, is however much or however little you're getting, is to drive carefully. Temperatures are hovering right around, you know, that freezing mark across the state. So pardon the cliche, but really, you can't be too careful as winter weather resumes all around the state, I would gather.
Absolutely. Take your time, please. And if you have snow tires, I hope you put them on.
Yes. It's a little too late now. There's no pit crew showing up in your garage at this point. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlo, thank you for the update, Brittany. We appreciate it so much. Let us know if there's anything else we need to know. Otherwise, have a wonderful day.
You too.
Governor Tony Evers, thank you so much for being with us today. It's good to see you.
Good to see you again, Pat. Thanks for inviting me.
Let's take care of several questions all at once as you begin a new year as being governor. So here we go. Number one, governor, settle a dispute between the states. Who was the first to promise to fix the damn roads, you or Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
I have to be completely honest. I think it was a tie.
You will not be suing her then for copying from you.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think it was pretty. I know if you'd asked her that question, or someone asked her that question, she'd say she led the way. But no, I think it was a tie. And I know she's a Michigan State alum, big time. It was really great to see the Badgers beat the MSU at MSU this year. So Gretchen, what are you going to do about that?
Perfect. Governor, where does up north begin for you? If it's not a highway, maybe a place where when you drive past this place, you immediately feel like you're up north.
Oh, of course, it'd be easy to say Minocqua, but I think up north is a mine thing, and it's less of a road thing. So I'd say anything in the Wausau area and above kind of fits in that category. But, you know, there's folks that live in Madison and Platteville that also have that gestalt part of their world, too. So sometimes it's hard to figure out, but I'd say Wausau for sure.
Absolutely. When you meet fellow governors, what's something that still amuses or confuses them about Wisconsin?
Oh, they somehow think that this is a stark Republican state, and they're wrong. We are a purple state. So yes, it's assumed that I'm governor just because I'm lucky, and not because I had some good ideas or that there are Democrats in the state.
What part of being a teacher is still with you today?
Oh, you know, I always felt the most important part of teaching was listening. I still believe that there's so many good things going on in Wisconsin, and not all of them are in the Capitol. You probably know that. So the more I spend out of the Capitol, the better governor I am. So listening.
If you could go back for one semester someplace and teach any class, what would it be, and at what level or location?
Yeah, I'd love to go back to Toma and teach biology. Yeah, that would be great. Sophomores in high school.
Where were you, and what first thought went through your head when you heard the state Supreme Court had struck down the current legislative maps?
Oh, gosh. Where was I? I'm guessing I was on a road someplace. It's a difference maker. Simple as that. We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that. So it is huge. You just think about the issue in the state Senate where there, you know, my appointees can't survive. You know, they get tossed out almost before I appoint them. And so it's a huge thing.
It's funny that you say difference maker, because that's actually in my next couple of questions here. What's the biggest difference maker from President Biden in his first term for Wisconsin?
Oh, gosh, all sorts of issues around infrastructure. The money that we poured into bring money to people that are getting a broadband, for example. A lot of that money was federal money. Our roads, federal money. Our ability to take care of lead in pipes, water, all those things. If you think about infrastructure, again, think about Joe Biden. Simple as that.
And then for you, what's something you've helped enact so far that you think will be a difference maker for years to come?
Well, a couple of things. One is in this last budget, the issue of shared revenue. I talked about that 3 or 4 or 5 times a day when I was running for re-election. And a lot of this had, frankly, to do with northern Wisconsin. I can remember being in one of the cities in northern Wisconsin, I won't say where it is, where I was talking to the fire chief. He said it's a pretty good sized town for up north. And he said, if the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed. And so the bottom line is all the hard work that's done at the local level, we had to step up. That was a major issue for me. We got it accomplished, and I feel really good about that. Do we need to do more? Likely, but it was an absolute most important thing we did.
Will Wisconsin women and their allies turn out this year the way they did in the short term after the Dobbs decision?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a Supreme Court at the national level that obviously doesn't believe that women have that right, and we're being challenged at every step of the way. Yes, they men too, frankly, need to be concerned about this. And I anticipate that it'll be one of the major things that bring people to the polls.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll have part two of the interview that we conducted with Governor Tony Evers, a bit more about being governor. And he mentioned that I gave him, of course, you have to start with, you know, what is up north to you? And while he invoked Wausau and Minocqua, he gives a rather surprising answer as far as favorite road trip. And it is up north. So I'll let you consider that one for a few moments here while we do some sports at 7:17. Let's see, we had the Bucks losing at home last night to the Utah Jazz, 132-113. Bucks were down 30 at the half, even though Giannis had a triple-double of 25 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, but Damian Lillard was out, and it's not a defensive game anymore for this Milwaukee Bucks team. So you're going to give up 132, and without Damian Lillard, you're only going to score 113. It's not going to be a great combination, so they'll have to put it together on Thursday night as they host the Boston Celtics. You'll be able to catch the Bucks games on Civic Media stations in Oshkosh, Richland Center, Amory, Racine, and Park Falls. And in sports, for college sports, the Badger men's basketball team jumped 6 spots from 21 to 15th in the nation. The Marquette men's basketball team dropped from number 7 to 11 after a loss over the weekend. In hockey, both the Badger men and Badger women's hockey teams are now ranked 3rd in the country as they enjoy tremendous seasons. Again, part 2 of our interview with Governor Tony Evers coming up in just about 90 seconds. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Tuesday, when you're here, you're up north. Be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Skirts, squeaky or deep fried?
Squeaky.
Do you try to rotate your Wisconsin beers, or do most people see you with one that's more of your go-to brand?
I would say rotating is a good thing. Diversity is good.
If the choice is a really cold beer or a perfectly made old-fashioned?
Beer.
Favorite book you've read in the last year or so?
Oh, God, I read a lot. I read trashy novels. On my Kindle. I can't give you an answer.
That's all right.
Trashy novels do not have names that I remember.
At the end of a long day, your go-to for comfort food is what?
Oh, I'd say a Mountain Dew and some cheese curds.
Fish fries. Do you have a favorite kind? Cod, yeah, haddock, perch.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get perch anymore, but perch certainly is the best.
What movie will you always sit down and watch, even if you come across it when it's halfway done?
That's interesting. I just saw Barbie. I loved it. I want to see it again.
What actor portrays you in the movie about your life story, and does Kathy get a vote into who that'll be?
Oh, my God, never. I can't think of, I can't even begin to answer that question. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Is there an underrated road trip destination in Wisconsin?
Yeah, Florence.
Why Florence?
Florence, Wisconsin. Well, I spent some time up there helping them get through some issues when I was deputy state superintendent. And I get there almost every year because I go to every county, and Florence is Florence County. And there's just, every time I go, I learn something new about that area. And the last time was no excuse. I'm hoping to get up there this summer, Florence, Wisconsin.
What's at stake for Wisconsin in these 2024 elections, especially, say, the Wisconsin economy, if Republicans were to take the White House, the Senate, and the House?
Yeah, we have an extraordinary economy going here in the state of Wisconsin and frankly, our country, too. So I think the economy would suffer significantly. And in addition to that, to put a face to that, I do believe that our ability to succeed as a state does rely on something we haven't solved, and that's a whole issue of child care. As we go forward, if we don't provide some money to those people that do that good work, we're going to lose people out of the workforce to stay home with kids. And we've changed as a country, as a state. We need help in that area. Joe Biden, frankly, helped us in that area. I don't anticipate Donald Trump would. And I also believe we need to have a purple looking legislature so that we can get something passed here.
Two last ones. This one, tongue firmly in cheek. What's your new secret alternative email address? And would I guess right if I said it was arthurfonzarelli@wisconsin.gov?
That would be wrong, and I'm not telling you which one it is.
And finally, the state of the state is?
State of the state is in good shape. I mean, people, and you know this as well as anybody, all the faldera that goes on between the Republicans and Democrats, I still sign more bills than I veto, by far. And you think about the things that happened this last election or the last session, there were some really good things that happened. We have more money for affordable housing than we ever had before. And so I think we're in good shape as a state. We just need to have more competitive races.
There is no way I could have been provided a better mix of questions. Thanks to Christina Lori for helping me put together this little visit. Governor Tony Evers, thank you so much for kicking off the new year with us.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Appreciate it.
And so, again, some of the major issues that he came back to, child care. Mm-hmm. Again, he's been able to put some pandemic relief funds into it, but this is still a huge problem. Yeah. Without any meaningful response from the legislature. And you heard him say, we need more competitive legislative races.
Yeah.
You need those new maps. You need voters to be able to choose who their representatives are going to be. He also, of course, talked up infrastructure, saying, you know, when you think infrastructure, think Joe Biden, yeah. Which is true. It's what all the jobs are going to come from, and, you know, better connections and better transportation. Some of the other interviews that he did over the past couple of days included comments favoring the legalization of marijuana, even this limited Republican bill that was introduced yesterday. And he also said he was not one of those folks that thinks you should try to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. He thinks that just gives him more of the attention that he wants. But how about that Florence, Wisconsin answer? Yeah. I was not expecting him to say Florence, way up north.
I love that. I love that. I just really enjoy that, man. And something he said during the interview that really, you know, I think speaks a lot to Wisconsin is that he didn't say with regard to maps and elections, we need more Democrats, we need to overhaul, we need to kick them out. He said we need more purple. And to me, that says we need more compromise. We need more working together because we're not a blue state. We're not a red state. We are, as a people, purple. And we have a lot of differing ideas, and we like to work together and make things happen. And that answer, like, resonated with me, and I like that. It's one of the things I really like about him.
Well, you said it extremely well, that when you're talking to regular folks, they know we're not going to agree on everything, but we do want to talk things out.
Yeah.
And by talking things out, we sometimes learn things. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been plenty of times, not just as a legislator, but in, you know, wearing other hats, that you really think this is the way I am. This is my position. And then somebody says, well, have you thought about this? Like, no.
No, I
haven't. And I'm glad you told me. Yeah. I don't want to be so rigid in my ideology that I can't say, on further review, you know.
It's okay to say you changed my mind or you gave me new information. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. It's about that new information. We're always trying to get that from one another.
Yeah.
And when you pretend or God forbid, actually believe that you know best 100% of the time and the way you're thinking right now is always right.
Yeah.
That's how we get government that is as dysfunctional as it is.
Yeah. I was at a bar, a restaurant, and Governor Evers was there for a lunch meeting. And of course, people were talking to me. He was very gracious, shaking hands and taking pictures. And I didn't do anything. I was at the bar having my lunch. But I was wearing a brewer's hoodie and a brewer's hat. And all of a sudden, he just walks up next to me and goes, so what do you think they need to do this season? I'm like, I think they need to win. But I didn't hail him down. I didn't even make eye contact. I didn't want to bother him. And he was so just nice, just walked up to me and just started talking about baseball, which is one of my favorite things to do. So I love that man.
Yeah. It was, again, what you see is what you get out of Tony Evers.
Absolutely.
I've always felt that, and I, again, appreciate that he would spend a little extra time with us. Now, coming up after a brief pause here, we're going to talk to Beth Haskovic from the Office of Rural Prosperity and our friend Hans Breitenmoser. Every couple of weeks or so, we talk about issues that are most important to rural Wisconsin, and not just on the farm, but the rural economy up and down the many smaller main streets that we have across our state. So we'll get into that conversation coming up in just a bit, and then Chad Holmes a little later on Up North News Radio for this Tuesday.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. People across the nation are facing dangerously cold temperatures in places including the Dakotas and Kansas, and the storms are affecting travel and even the NFL playoffs. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service.
Locations down into Texas could see highs below freezing beginning late tonight all the way through at least the middle of next week. For several days there should be a very unusual cold air mass in place.
It's not much fun for Republicans preparing for Monday's presidential caucuses. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Parts of the state saw nearly a foot of snow on Friday ahead of a deep freeze. Forecasters say this could be the coldest Iowa caucus day in anyone's memory.
Taiwan has a new president, and China is not pleased after telling voters to stay home. The BBC's Shaima Halil.
Beijing calls William Lai the troublemaker, which kind of tells you what you need to know about their feelings towards him and his government.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers take on the Dallas Cowboys in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at AT&T Stadium at 3:30. The Cowboys are experienced, and they've won 16 games at home in a row. But the Packers beat teams like the Kansas City Chiefs. Will that help them Sunday? Quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, they're a really good team, really good defense. So definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. Yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best. Ball.
Green Bay is 5-0 in playoff games played in Dallas. Mike McCarthy met his wife Jessica in Green Bay. They've had children. Does he still have Packer fans in his house?
I mean, I'm living, I got a wife and three daughters, obviously two sons, but, you can't win in that house. I mean, that's a great question, Clarence. I can't believe I'm saying that to you today. But, yeah.
That's Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy snow and still windy, gusts to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. For tonight, cloudy skies, 2 below, wind chills around 20 below. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, still a bit breezy, and highs in the single digits.
Right now, it's 15.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, let's talk technology for just a second here. Because if you want to listen to this program while you're on the go, get the Civic Media app. And you can listen live on all the Civic Media radio stations where we appear, because you can choose all the different stations while you're in the app. While you're in your car, you can add that to your car audio through Bluetooth and take us along live wherever you go, or listen later as a podcast. Again, go to civicmedia.us to learn more. If you're a relatively new listener, you'll know that every other week we have a little segment here we call Motherhood Monday with our friends from Motherhood for Good, as we provide a little bit of guidance, a little advice, a little information for busy parents, for busy moms, to help you stay involved, understand what are the issues going on out there that will affect motherhood. There are no better people to do that than our friends from Motherhood for Good, Kate Duffy and Aaron Phillips. Join us this go around. Happy New Year, ladies.
Happy New Year. Good morning.
Happy New Year indeed.
Yeah. Good holiday season for both of you, I trust.
Yes. All right. Yeah, it was nice. Lots going on, but kind of happy to be past it, me personally.
Yeah, I mean, same. I overheard my husband having the discussion with our kid this morning about like how Christmas is over now. And then we'll wait again for next year's Christmas, for this year's Christmas. And it's like, yeah, that's a weird concept to explain to a 3-year-old, but
I was going to say the four-year-old grandson was asking, I guess, about a week ago or so about, you know, when do they get to get in a costume and go trick-or-treating again? I was like, no. So you're trying to explain the concept of the calendar, and this is a once-a-year thing like a birthday, and it's, you know, it's part of the charm. So I'm glad that it went well for both of you. Now, we spoke earlier in the program with Kristen Lyerly and talked about the importance of encouraging women who are considering running for office. And so that kind of dovetails nicely into this segment about how moms, how women, how their allies, they may not necessarily be running for office, but there are other ways to increase our level of civic engagement, which is really, you know, what we're all about at Up North News and at Civic Media and at Motherhood for Good. And that is upping that civic engagement game, just doing the little things a little bit more that can really make a difference in your community. Kate, do you want to kick us off as far as, you know, things that busy parents can even start to do now to make 2024 a more involved and productive year?
Yeah. So we were talking in one of our meetings about, you know, what was going to be coming up. And obviously 2024 is going to be huge. It's a very crazy election year that's going to have a lot that comes along with it. So we're trying to like ease into the advocacy, the engagement. It's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. We've got until November. So, well, first of all, if you are thinking about running for office, that one is a little bit more pressing, and please do that if you are doing it. There's a great organization called Run for Something that has great resources too, or shoot us a note on DM and we can help connect you with some resources. But for those who are not considering running for office, there are so many baby steps you can start to take to like ease into the election season, because I was even feeling this myself. I'm like, ooh, I'm not like ready to dive in yet. So we were brainstorming some ideas that we could do. And first off, I feel like this is kind of the simplest thing you can do. If you're in Wisconsin, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. And actually, since it's a new year, reminder, you have to request new absentee ballots if you are planning on voting by mail. The first spring election, I believe, is April 2nd, which is going to come up really fast because the spring does that to us. So that is number one, a very easy, low-hanging fruit that you can do that will take you hopefully less than 2 minutes and get those going. We were talking a little bit earlier. I am pregnant and due in mid-April, so I definitely need to do that. I cannot imagine if I ended up going a little early and I was in the hospital and could not end up voting. I know it's spring break time for a lot of people. So go on to myvote.wi.gov and request those absentee ballots before you forget.
And we're going to beat that drum all the time because some of us who don't get pregnant, there's other things that keep us from the polling.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't tell you how many election days where the weather was iffy, where I'd say to myself, you know, I really had to get signed up for the absentee ballots. And you can do that. Like she said, now you can go to myvote.wi.gov and it's on a calendar year basis. And so there are four main election days in 2024, and you can get signed up now for all four of them if you want to have your absentee ballot automatically mailed to you. That way you don't have to do it individually each time. And, you know, again, Aaron, that's just, there's frankly no great reason not to, because then you're guaranteed to be participating in democracy in 2024.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big better safe than sorry, you know, energy around that little action. And, you know, dovetailing off of something Kate said about like, okay, well, the April primary, like we might be around spring break. You know, we all look at our calendars for the year and sort of start, well, at least, you know, we start at the beginning of the year kind of piecing together, like, what is my year looking like? Where are our family trips? Where is the school function thing? Like, whatever the commitments are for the year. And I think that this is an opportunity as we ease into the new year to include anything about our election cycle this year, which you guys have mentioned is, you know, like beyond monumental. To include that in your family planning for your calendar year, so that, you know, you're looking ahead not only to do this very important step and easy step of securing your absentee ballot, but also just kind of being able to track for yourself now before we're in the thick of it, like where might I want to participate? Where might I want to step in and really get involved? Because it's going to be way easier to start getting involved now than when like we're inundated with ads, everybody's talking about it, it's feeling contentious, it's feeling overwhelmed. You know, if you start planning now for how you're going to involve yourself in the election year, you're like starting to wade into the cold water now instead of trying to dive in later.
Yes. And by the way, that planning very definitely includes, again, those four key dates, which we're going to work backwards, actually, because everybody's aware of the November one, where there will be a presidential election on November 5th. But there's also elections for, you know, legislature and all kinds of other seats. And the primary for that will be on August 13th. Then, of course, there's the April spring nonpartisan elections and a presidential primary, and that will be April 2nd. But, you know, Kate, already on February 20th will be the primary election date for any of these April races. And there aren't always a ton of them, but in some cases that might be really important. Maybe you're in a school district that has, what would it be, something like, you know, seven candidates for three seats or something like that, where they've got to winnow down the ballot for April. So, you know, you need to see if that February primary is important in your hometown.
Yes, great point. And here I am talking about like April's going to come up quick, but you're right, Pat, there's something happening in February 1st, which is literally next month. And school board races are going to be really important. And that was one of the other things we had on our list. Start looking into your school board if there are seats up and who is running. And we know from experience, from talking to people, this information can be a little bit harder to track down. Like with the bigger elections and even like the state level assembly and Senate races, they usually have everything on like a website like Ballotpedia or myvote.wi.gov. One of those big ones will have kind of the main ticket races, but school board is a little bit harder to find. So give yourself a little bit of time. Typically, you can go to your district's website and just to get the base information of if there's any seats up for election. And then you might have to dig around a little bit. You might have to like be anti-millennial and talk to some of your neighbors and see what's going on. Get on the Facebook groups, see who's running. I've had some conversations definitely with neighbors and people in my community who's running, and I'm trying to figure that information out. It does take a little bit more digging for sure. So you could also attend a school board meeting and grab somebody afterwards who seems like they're really plugged into what's going on, and I'm sure they would be happy to help you. But those are really, really important elections. Even if you don't have kids in school, the school boards in your local community really, really help shape the lives for constituents there. So we really, really recommend getting involved there and getting involved early, because it can take a little bit.
And forgive me for putting more of a nefarious tone on this, but it has been quite clear that in some local elections, mostly school board, but you know, it can happen with city council and county board and things like that, you'll have somebody, basically an extreme candidate, who will actually do very little publicly to draw attention to themselves. They know that voter turnout is low in some of these spring and primary elections. And so they'll communicate basically within their base, within their mailing list, within their Facebook groups and things like that, and hope to basically surprise the rest of us with a strong voter turnout, counting on other people to, frankly, afterwards go, wow, I didn't even know that this person was running, much less that they are that extreme. And there's just nobody can do your homework for you. You always hope there's local media that will say, you know, here's a bunch of stuff. But we even have extreme candidates who don't even respond to those candidate interviews anymore. They don't talk to local media. And again, while that sounds nefarious, it just means everybody at home, you got to do your homework. Otherwise, you end up with a nasty surprise, Aaron, on your school board or city council.
Yeah, I mean, I think exactly what you just mentioned of there being this possibility, right, that we're not maybe going to be as readily able to discern what's going on with these candidates, especially, I mean, we talk about this all the time, but I think especially in school board races, which in recent years have become more high profile and more contentious, and sort of a ripe ground for political partisanship, even though they're nonpartisan races. And like you're saying, there might not be a lot of media coverage about them. Hopefully there is, but it can just be so difficult to, like, you have to read between the lines so much. And so what Kate is talking about with, like, really plugging into your community and trying to learn these sort of, like, longstanding, you know, stances of these candidates that maybe, yeah, aren't as publicly facing at the moment. It's a challenge, but it's a surmountable challenge. It really is. We just have to, like, tap in and talk to one another. You know, like, there are resources within your community. Maybe they're online. Maybe they're, you know, in person in community meetings, at the school board meetings. Like, there are so many avenues to get plugged in. And again, like ringing the same bell, tapping in now is going to be so much easier than trying to scramble and learn who these seven candidates are running for the same three seats, right? Like, right. It's going to be, and you know, a month ahead of the February is not even that much time, but certainly it's easier than 2 days before or something like that.
And pro tip, if you notice that a local school board candidate is the focus of a whole lot of advertising, which is expensive, and or is giving you one of those generic sounding group names like, you know, Moms for Liberty or Parental Rights, blah, 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 that may be a tip off that you're dealing with somebody whose views are actually a bit more extreme than the parents in their community. Last thing, Kate, is that another thing you can do to get better involved in 2024 is to sign up for an event or a meeting. You might even have one coming for you with Motherhood for Good.
Yeah, we have a really exciting event coming up next Sunday on the 14th. We're going to have a mom's town hall with Senator Tammy Baldwin. So if you go to our Instagram profile at Motherhood for Good, there's a link in the bio there if you want to sign up. We do require pre-registration for this one, and there's an area where you can pre-submit questions. So we'd be happy to have you at that. It's going to be in the kind of Waukesha County area, and we'll email the address when we have it. But whether you can come to that, if you're in the area, that would be great. It's a great way to get involved. Ask, I mean, one of our United States senators about her views on things. She's going to be talking about, you know, childcare, education, a lot of things that this community cares about. And just connecting with other people. If you still feel like you don't know as many people who are talking about these things and you want more of a community that's civically engaged, coming to events like these is a great way. You can also go, if gun reform is really important to you, you can sign up for a Moms Demand Action meeting. You could always go to your local county Dems meeting. There's so many options. So we would challenge you to just sign up for one thing and try it out if you never have, because you'll never know what it might lead to.
Exactly. And one last thing I'll put in a pitch for that I've done before is if you find out that a friend or a neighbor is running for office and you know, greatly support what they're doing, they'll really appreciate your help. It might be licking envelopes. It might be knocking on doors. It might be making phone calls. But it's going to be so necessary for everybody to not stay on the sidelines this year. Kate Duffy, Aaron Phillips, Motherhood for Good. Look forward to Motherhood for Good on Instagram. Great to see you as always. Have a wonderful start to the week.
You too.
All right. Thanks, bye. When we come back, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell with three things you need to know to start the week. Back in just a bit. You're up north.
Mm-hmm. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I love the bass in this piece.
It's a great bass.
It's so sticky.
The dance from Luke, not so much, but it's a great bass line. Unlimited. Tony Kay, the keyboard player and founding member of Supergroup Yes, turns 78 years old today. Aw, cripes. It's time to talk to Luke Mathers, our favorite ice road trucker, about what you can catch this weekend on Civic Media. That might include the Cripes cast.
It definitely includes the Cripes cast.
All right.
It absolutely, every Saturday and Sunday at noon, includes the Cripes cast. Charlie Barron's podcast, where he talks to people from and for the Midwest. And so, yeah, you can tune into the Cripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can also find it wherever you find your podcasts. But we got a number of things cooking this weekend, Pat. As we talked about earlier, Max Inc. going to have an excellent Milwaukee local band live in the Lair this Saturday night at 9 p.m. They are going to be joined by Blame It on Kane. So you can listen across the Civic Media app to Max Inc. That airs 6 p.m. to midnight live on Saturdays, and then a replay of it, a little bit of a rerun back on Sunday nights. But also on Sunday, across several Civic Media stations, Pat, we've got the Green and Golds getting a little extended season with a playoff berth going to the Dallas Cowboys for a wild
playoffs.
Playoffs.
We're talking about playoffs?
We are talking about playoffs. And Jordan Love's first season as the starter for the Green and Gold playoffs.
One of the youngest teams
in history ever to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, we're pretty excited up here in Green Bay. So you know, like the way Green Bay people are excited, like we're wearing our clothes, we're drinking from our mugs, we're talking.
We're wearing our clothes. It's
all we have is Packer clothes up here. Let's be honest.
During playoff time, I guess. Apparently, yep.
After that, it's a Lady Godiva situation. Yes,
but you can listen to the Packers in Richland Center, in Racine and Kenosha, and in Park Falls on your local Civic Media station in those markets.
That's right. And then there's also the newest weeknight show, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. That's an 8 to 10 joint, I believe. Yes, sir?
Yes, that is correct. Pete Schwabe broadcasting live from the WGBW studios up in Green Bay across the state of Wisconsin. You can tune in for all your entertainment and pop culture news. Dr. Lyerly's got the mug to go along with for the promo.
She's totally, yeah, okay.
I was on Pete's show last week.
Nice.
Yeah, actually earlier this week. It was a blast. It's just really laid back. We talk about entertainment things. It's easy.
There's a form of bingo, not where you get five in a row, but where you fill up the entire bingo card. And now hearing that you've also been on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, can we put every Civic Media property on a bingo card? Because I think she's pretty close to covering every square.
She's already got one, honestly. Like she's cruising through. She has to have a list somewhere and just checking them off. I would assume it's a bingo card.
Yeah. Cripescast is pretty much the only thing I haven't been on yet.
Get on it, Barons. Let's go.
We'll have to send an email to their producers team and see what we can do about getting you booked there.
And Jim Santel's show, because you could have a doctor and a lawyer. That could be fun. Or Maggie.
There you go.
Maggie Don. Yeah. That could be fun. Doctor and a lawyer.
What are you now just officially calling out people who haven't put you on the air yet? I mean,
yeah.
We're kind of like your free space on the bingo.
I just show up, talk about whatever time, happens to be.
Come on.
Yeah. There you go. We also, for you early risers, the Midwest Farm Report is now a fixture on the Civic Media stations in Amory, Hayward, Oshkosh, and Richland Center.
Yes, and so you can wake up, get all of your news. It's not just for farmers and individuals working in agriculture. It's for everybody. So you want to know what's going on in Wisconsin, you should tune into the Farm Report at 5 a.m. every weekday on those select Civic Media stations. And got a brand new show as well with Matt and Air on Air.
Yeah.
10 a.m. until noon with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach across the Civic Media Network. So lots of things cooking here. Like I told you, 2024, Pat, it's going to be an exciting year. You can't miss out on anything that we're doing here at Civic Media. So you can tune in at 10 for Jane.
And 11 for public service announcement with me. I'm Matt Nair on Air.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. Sheesh. So much stuff. You know what? I'm going to promote the nap that I'm going to take after this. You guys just gonna,
I will also be on Matt Nair on Air today, filling in for Greg in his absence. So
that's right.
It'll be a great time.
Oh, we're going to talk about some spicy things, Luke. Are you all ready?
Right. I will try to get ready between now and then.
Now I feel obligated to be one of the callers now, just to come in and keep the whole gang together. Yeah,
as we can talk about your prostate. We can talk about whatever you want. Little blue pills.
We could talk about the weather. We could talk about whether Christmas decorations have come down.
No, public cervix announcement is about health things you otherwise don't hear talked about. And it's an opportunity for callers to call in anonymously if they like and ask a question that maybe has been lingering in the back of their mind. And we talk about it in medical terms.
There you go.
But also it's kind of funny. We make it funny.
Somehow you just have a way. So back to my question to Mr. Mathers about whether the Christmas decorations. Let it go, Doc. Come on.
Sorry.
Seriously, let it go.
Luke,
holiday decorations, quickly.
They're coming. They're already down, except the Christmas lights. So the Christmas lights on the outside of the house, they stay up until, you know, there's not snow up there that I would have to venture through to be able to remove those. But we've decided that with week 18 of the NFL is a new aspect. It's second season that we're doing that. Scott Hansen says goodbye on Red Zone, which is a family favorite of our household on Sundays. So we watch Red Zone with Scott Hansen on the NFL Network. And so we can watch all the touchdowns for the NFL. And when he says goodbye for the season, because he doesn't do the playoffs, we say goodbye to the Christmas decorations. So they are all gone. Oh. The tree was taken out, put onto the curb. So when we put away Scott Hansen for the year, we also put away Christmas decorations for the year.
Please save this clip and email it directly to the NFL Network after this. I just know Scott Hansen will be so flattered, touched, disturbed. He'll be so disturbed that this is what somebody does.
Wait, have you taken all of yours down?
What's that?
Have you taken all of yours down? Do you have a set time and schedule?
I was going to say, we're now at the point where we just don't put them up like we used to. I look at that, 18-foot, extension ladder and go, yeah, that was fun to do in my 30s. Not so much now. So, and we end up going now to our daughters are grown and gone. Instead of them coming to Chippewa Falls in the middle of winter, you know, we all go someplace else like we just did.
I have green spotlights outside of my house, so I just took down every other one and put a yellow spotlight in. So I'm all ready for the playoffs.
You
green
are
and gold,
so
baby.
Ready. All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride today.
Absolutely.
Luke, for pinch hitting for Greg. Kristen, we'll hear from you a little bit later.
Always
Matt
a blast.
And Air on Air. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks to all of you for joining us as well. Tomorrow, Dan Schumacher, Mark Jacob, Brittany's Forecast, and more on Up North News Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great Thursday.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Meet Ingrid. fiery spirit. Caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto